Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the reasons why couples get divorced and some ways that we can actually combat these in our relationships. Whenever an issue comes up, stick to the situation and stick to the present. Be really, really hard on the behavior and really, really soft on the person. So we're not actually making it personal. We're looking at the behavior and we're looking at how that could be different. The second thing is to accept responsibility for your part. Own your own part and your contribution to the issue, and also acknowledge that with the other person. It's important to remember that we shouldn't shoulder all the blame unless it's all really ours, but owning our part is actually really important, because in most cases issues involve two people or two parties. Thirdly, generally building a culture of appreciation and respect in our relationships, respecting the holistic nature of the other person, seeing their strengths and being able to actually reflect that back to them and see that yourself is a really, really important way that we can stave off that contempt and build more respectful relationships. And lastly, do as much as you can to relax, because tension is one of the chief reasons why people actually detach from relationships and from discussions, particularly when they become heated. So staying relaxed as much as possible, keeping your own emotions at bay, seeing it through, is really, really important. And the last one, which is important for all of us, is to understand ourselves and build our capacity continually for self-awareness, which is going to also increase our likelihood of being able to empathize with the other person and also control our own emotional responses. So keep an eye out for the Four Horsemen this week with Mind Games.